I found a book recently that had been discarded and sat on my desk for several years. It was called Bruce Tate, and is called Bruce Tate's Beyond Java book. It's about, in 2005, what the actual state of the art of Java was. The Java, the software platform, the crown jewels, the JVM, where was Java going? And Bruce Tate was actually prescient. In this, he said, like, Java has its greatest strength on the server side. He knew that. It seems to be tied to XML. It wasn't easy to express in your intent. And he was finding reasons to leave the Java platform. And so, for example, to put, it was hard in with the J2EE 1.4 technologies then to have a simple website that backed a database. And therefore, Bruce Tate himself had been looking at Ruby and Rails and continuation ideas from the, like, the Seaside framework in Smalltalk. He did talk about the, and he was amazing prescient about Sun Microsystems. He said that Sun was not the company that it once was, even in 2005, placing Java's future in doubt. And he thought that while Sun Microsystems would disappear or collapse or something like that, he felt that Java and the community would still survive. Amazingly prescient. Eventually, we all know what happened. IBM almost bought Sun Microsystems. Google, in theory, some have argued, should have bought Sun Microsystems in order to avoid a Android and Google lawsuit. Eventually, Oracle did. They bought Sun Microsystems for in 2010, and the rest is history. The main thing was from his book was the emphasis on the crown jewels of the Java software platform, the JVM. He got some things, I believe, wrong, like the importance of domain-specific languages. Perhaps in 2005, we weren't really thinking about DSLs. And in recent times, he couldn't have foreseen the interest in functional programming and I suppose the underutilization of cores that is about to affect us in this decade. And the other thing, the Sun Microsystems did eventually attempt to reinvigorate the desktop by bringing out JavaFX script 1.0 rather. You know what my feelings are for that. So it's an interesting trip down memory lane. And not much has changed. I disagree with Bruce Tate on the future successor to Java needs to be dynamically typed and dynamically classed, you know, being able to change classes at runtime. Our argument probably is that those solutions might exist for Groovy or for people who actually want that, but they're not universal solutions that are required of the next Java successor. I think it would be a bit hard to build a hybrid system, type system, but that's not to say that it wouldn't happen. And the actual idea now of Bruce Tate's book is really relevant because what we're seeing is now recently, and I've just recently read Gavin King of Hibernate and Jay Bosfain, his Ceylon language specification or the slides. It seems to be now political. I think that people are getting wind that developers are looking at other solutions, and this is the start of the battle for mindshare. So be careful what you read, even from me. Don't trust until you actually trust anybody, what anybody says, until you get down and dirty and play with the framework, the compiler, and try it out for yourself. Trust your own opinion on that.